Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah.
Woo. Wow. Wow.
What a young, hip audience. It's nice to see myself reflected back at me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, clap if you think there's a phantom in this theater. All right, this is our audience. It's them.
Is it Adel?
Is it? No. Aww.
Take that guy fucking out. Get him out of here. You're gone.
Why? Because he stole your joke?
Yeah, that was mine. They
learned it from listening from
you. I was going to do that one.
Yeah.
We've had a great trip here in LA so far. Aaron, this morning, introduced me to a little thing called the Pasadena Rose Bowl Flea Market. And there was a moment where Aaron was burning through the booths, and I lost her like 10 times. There's a moment where she was asking somebody at a booth about something, and she saw the whisper of a corner of a box, just like the corner of a box that was kind of tucked away, and she screamed, and she goes, "Adel, is that a Samantha American Girl doll?" And I went to the front, and I uncovered the box, and I shit you not, it was a Samantha American Girl doll.
And then I said, "You think I don't recognize my best friend?"
She called me Abdul.
Yeah. And then Sean was like, "What, are we going to like ship it to your nieces?" And I was like, "Yeah, ship it to my nieces."
Oh, poor Sean, he's just doing his best.
I know. Anyways, hey everybody, thank you so much for coming.
Is anybody here, by a round of a scream, is anybody here from outside of California?
Yeah! Where... Oh, I forgot to scream.
Where did people come in from?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Come on, guys.
You could have seen us in a fucking park.
Yeah. We're there in 2 weeks.
And then for the rest of our lives. Where else besides Chicago?
Idaho.
Idaho. Okay, can I? Okay, recently. All right. So I had a sip of a margarita at a rehearsal dinner. And then to JPC, I went, "We're going to go on a living room tour." And he was like, "What?" And I went, "Hey, Riddle Riddle is going to go on a living room tour. We're going to 3 different living rooms across America to places that we wouldn't ordinarily go on tour."
Yeah.
So if you're from Idaho, one person, can we come to your living room on our living room tour? Thank you.
Now, it can be a maximum of 8 people, and it all has to be your family, and they can't have listened to the podcast.
You have to tell them it's a dinner party,
yeah,
and there will be no dinner, and it will be us.
And they have to face us, but you have to face them. Does that make sense? And also, you can't kill us until after the show.
Yeah.
It'll be live streamed, but exclusively to the rest of your family. So wherever they are spread across the country, that's where we'll be.
Anywhere besides Chicago and Idaho?
Philly?
Yeah.
You are lost. That is so far.
Why did you come into California from Philly?
My sister lives here, or did 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
You just moved
here. No follow-up.
Yeah, the detectives say it's a cold case, but...
Oh, no, don't say that unless it's true.
They say that most murders that aren't solved after 2 years usually won't be solved.
That is dark, 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 even for us.
Can we get this guy some free popcorn? Wow. Yeah, oh, I forgot to mention, at the flea market...
Hi!
I forgot to mention, I'm crazy. At the flea market, Aaron was very excited, and she said, "Adel, we have to buy something at the flea market to give out to the crowd, ideally something haunted, And she basically went on to describe exactly the McElroy segment, Haunted Doll. But I didn't have the heart to tell her that that's already taken. So we did buy two haunted dolls. I think one has to go to Captain Cheesesteak.
I
Oh, what?
I don't know.
Okay, so there is a misunderstanding with the lady. So I didn't hear, I think it was Gemma who said, wait, those are so scary. And I didn't hear Gemma say that. So all Sean and I heard was the lady go, they're not scary.
Yeah.
And we went,
all Erin and I heard was, I go, I'd like to buy these. And she goes, $15. And I went to pay her. And she goes, they're not scary. Which is what you say when a curse is broken. So we decided these
and
two...
And she said it like up and to the left. She was...
She said it like JFK's bullet.
We're here for the next 4 hours, and Adel's already doing JFK bullet jokes.
And people had 57 years to get over that.
That's true. That's true.
I can't do math.
Not
so
my
these
mom.
These two little dolls, we're going to call them, just because it looks like they're yellow all over the mouth. So this is going to be Jimmy Fondue, and this is Dr. Von Tasty. So here's the thing.
I actually don't even like holding it.
You
I felt a bone.
His name is Dr. Tasty.
I felt a pulse. I hate them so much.
They're little circus. They're like circus strongmen, but they're also carnival barkers.
And you can tell. I mean, some twins you can't tell the difference between, but this one has a little stripes on his head, and this one comes alive at night.
He has a hole in his neck.
Yeah, I just noticed this one. This one has. Someone has tried to end this one before. It did not work out too well.
Maybe it was him.
It could have been.
Here's the thing. We're going to give out these two dolls pretty quickly and then move on from this. But please know, whoever received these two, there are rules that come with them. I can't stress this enough. There are rules that come with them. If these dolls are touching, you're safe. The other rule is, if they're as far away as humanly possible, you're also safe.
Yes.
But if they're anything other than that, you're in trouble. Person Philadelphia, would you like one of these dolls?
No,
we will not do that to you.
You are right.
You have to ask for this curse. Can I just, I wanted us to like workshop this as a group as to what we're doing with these.
Are you sure you're not from the Midwest with no but okay? That's a response.
I'd rather not.
That's actually the Philadelphia city motto, right? On their license plates, no but okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.